This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 161. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your host, Breezy. We haven't talked about hockey in a long time, I feel like.
We haven't. Because when we did our episode together, we had like just done an episode and there was like no hockey stuff happening.
Yeah, that is true.
And it's been a hell of a weekend and week for us. We are recording this on Tuesday, henceforth the slight delay in release time. Thank you for bearing with us and listening. But we have to talk about how horrible the San Jose Sharks are.
Dude, they are so bad. They are so bad. I kind of like it, though. I kind of like that they suck.
I do, too. They're 0-10-1. That's, like, real bad.
That's real bad.
The other teams in the other divisions who are in the bottom of their division are, like, 6-4-1 or like 4-6-1. Like they've at least got some W's on the page. I mean, what's happening with that organization?
I don't know. Maybe Big Jumbo Joe Thornton not being there and retiring in his beard. Also missing the other beard of Brent Burns. I don't know. I mean, Brent Burns had a big, big, big presence there. So I mean, he hasn't been there in a couple seasons, but they have sucked the last couple seasons. So
Carlson and, yeah.
Carlson's gone. Well, yeah.
I feel for Sharks fans.
You know who else was on the team when they were doing really well that you really liked?
Who?
Barclay Goodrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. My new favorite hunk.
Your new favorite hunk.
My trending hunk of the week. Yeah. He's moved on to greener pastures.
He sure has. In a very big city with no greenery, really.
None whatsoever. Oh,
there's some greenery there. Central Park, no?
Yeah, there's one park, one piece of green.
One stretch of greenery.
What's interesting about that division, though, with the Sharks, is that on the exact flip side, you have, don't roll your eyes, the Vegas Golden Knights, who are 11-0-1, compared to the Sharks, who are the complete opposite. Like the polar extremes of that division, I think just really speaks volumes to that that whole Western Conference that, you know, everybody always talks crap about, saying how the West isn't even hard. There's no competition there. And I mean, we're not a stats podcast, but like the stats are really backing that theory up right now. So I'm going to go with it.
I mean, can we also shout out the Kings, who are 7-2-2 right now, though? I mean, screw the Knights. The Kings are doing real good.
You can.
The Kings are doing great. Did you see their sellies that they do after they win games in locker rooms?
No. What do they do?
They do like, I have to show you the video. I have to show you the video. They do like this dance and they all start dancing. It is the funniest thing and it is incredible. And that is what is going to win you a Stanley Cup. I should have put all my money on them. I should have.
We're going back to Vegas. Breezy's getting
I'll put 10 bucks on them. I'm going to put 10 bucks on the Kings that they're going to win the Cup this year.
I mean, I still wouldn't put 10 bucks on the Blackhawks to win the Stanley Cup this year. Wouldn't do it.
Yeah, nope. Probably not. Nope.
Nope. But I mean, the Kings are looking well.
Right.
So
they are.
Good for them.
What were you not going to say again?
What do you mean?
About the Kings? You weren't going to say something last season.
I don't say the like GKG.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dang it. I was trying to trick you.
You can say it so people listening know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Ray Ray refuses to say go Kings go. However, she did say it. We caught her. Caught her red-handed.
because I was saying that I wouldn't say that phrase, and I repeated it.
But you said it.
I will not play back the tape, and I will not put that clip out on social media.
You better.
No.
Okay. Yes.
No more. Go, hockey, go. You brought up Joe Thornton being officially retired. Yes, I know I am. Joe Thornton officially announcing his retirement in the most Joe Thornton way in a social media video of him totally shirtless, ripped as all hell, tan as all hell, in his like fancy Lainey Wilson hat. I don't know what you call those. And just cracking the jokes in his announcement video. And it was sort of spectacular and could not have been more perfectly Joe Thornton, I think.
I didn't even see it. I just saw that he retired.
Oh my God. It's so good. He's just like on the phone, like his agent or somebody was like, you probably should put out some kind of message like to officially let people know you're retired.
What do you think Joe Thornton eats on a beach?
That's an interesting question. I think Joe Thornton eats, like, he goes, like, deep sea fishing early in the morning and, like, comes home and eats whatever fresh catch of the day. And he, like, grills it up and then, like, eats a salad, like, a fresh, like, cucumber and, like, watermelon salad or something.
Hmm.
No? Does he eat, like, less healthy?
I don't know. I don't know his life. I feel like he probably eats mangoes or something.
Just like peeling mangoes.
Yeah, but like does the slices of the mangoes, you know, like he's really proud of himself and then like flips it and then like eats it. That's a Joe thing.
I don't know him well enough to know, but I think I don't know him at
it
all.
It could be. I don't know that. I don't know either.
No clue.
Nope.
What I would eat on a beach, that would depend. Like, am I just sitting at the beach relaxing in the sand? Like I always pack a sandwich. If you know me, like I always pack a sandwich if I have to like eat a meal on the road or away from home. Like I make
But do you pack the right sandwich? There's only one way to eat a sandwich.
What's the one way?
You have to have obviously the bread with the meat, and then you got to put the chips on sandwich, and then you got to crush the sandwich.
Yeah, I don't put the chips on the sandwich.
No, that's wrong. You're eating it wrong.
I'm eating it wrong. Okay, that's fine. I will eat them separately. I mean, sometimes I do put like a chip in my mouth with the bite of the sandwich or like towards the end of the bite of a sandwich. I've realized I have some difficulty eating. Like before I've even swallowed a bite, I'm putting another bite in my mouth. Like, I don't know what that's about. I'll have to ask my therapist this week, but like,
okay.
I'm like, why am I in such a hurry? Is it because I'm just in a hurry to be done with this activity and like move on?
Maybe.
There's a lot of thoughts. I've really taken us down a right turn road here. Now everybody's going to be like, do I eat like that or no? Just Ray. Back to therapy, I go, okay, got it. No problem. Okay. I will take care of that.
I would do that. I would address your sandwich eating skills, though, because you're clearly eating sandwiches wrong.
That's fine. You know what is spectacular to eat at the beach, and you could put chips on it? It's spectacular on a boat or on the beach.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly, man.
No, man. I am not a jelly fan.
No.
It's not consistent. It is not consistent. Sometimes it's like seedy. Sometimes it's like chunky. Sometimes it's smooth.
Well, you've got to buy the right jelly. That's your problem. Problem number one, buy the kind you like.
I have beef with jelly.
Okay. I love raspberry jelly or grape jelly.
Raspberries will kill me. I'm allergic.
You could be allergic to raspberries?
Apparently I am. Can't eat them.
Well, I'm sorry for you about that, but I'll eat the raspberry.
Who wants grape jelly? Sorry.
It's fantastic. So is strawberry jelly. Mixed berry jelly, any of it's good.
Mixed berry sounds debatable for me.
Oh, it's really good. I don't think those raspberries will kill you. They're probably not real. It's just like raspberry flavor, you know? None of it's like real jelly from like that one brand.
I don't want death by a peanut butter and jelly.
No, but I'm telling you, if you can't eat jelly, it's like the most satisfying thing. And I know some people like to put potato chips in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and that would just, because it's like the sweet and the salty. Perfect.
I could see that. I was going to say, what kind of chips do you put on a PB&J? Like Lay's potato chips?
Yeah, the regular.
The regular.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's where we go with that. I don't know how we're supposed to go from sandwiches to the next two topics on our list, but we're going to do it. Some exciting news for the LGBTQ community that a trainer for the Seattle Kraken, Justin Rogers, has officially come out as a gay man. According to ESPN, he's believed to be the first member. Let me repeat why this is important, then we're talking about it. The first member of an NHL bench to ever do so publicly.
Pretty big.
That is
huge. And that's good coming out of Seattle. That's like a prime place to have it come out of.
Yep. A new organization, a city that is maybe liberal. I don't know that I like putting like political terms on it because I don't think that sexuality has anything to do with politics, but somehow some people have put those two things together. They aren't. And so either way, I think this is very exciting for the sport and for the inclusion that is needed after all of the conversations I have seen and had with people online after the banning of the specialty jerseys for the players, like the specialty nights. They're not doing those specialty jerseys. And then the banning of Pride tape and then the unbanning of Pride tape and all of this. I just think a lot of good has come out of that ban. The fact that the league decided to sit down and really talk to the Players Association, and then also that diversity inclusion board that they've put together and decided to allow any kind of tape to be on. Oh my God, I just lost my hearing in my ear.
Oh no.
Whoa. Has that ever happened to you?
You okay? Yeah.
Oh, like where you get
that? Like rings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, that scared me. Is it coming
back? Good. Checking. 1, 2, 3.
It's coming back a little bit. Okay. That's so scary. I don't want to lose my teeth or my eyes or my hearing or any of my I don't want to lose any of the things I have. Okay.
I was gonna say, what would you want to lose then?
Nothing.
Pick one, Rachel. You gotta pick one.
No.
Okay.
No. Smell, sure, that would be fine. Like I wouldn't be.
No, because then you couldn't taste. That'd be terrible.
But that's the lesser.
Oh my God, we are fighting so hard today. That would be so bad. You couldn't even eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and enjoy it.
But it wouldn't matter. I'd be getting my sustenance, and it would be fine. I mean, it wouldn't be great because I'm sure there's people who have no sense of smell, and they're like, Rachel just offended our entire community of people. But that's fine.
You just offended me.
Speak and to see and to hear and to talk. That'd be.
It was like a pinky finger or something. Those things are not even useful. No. Unless you're pinky promising.
Then you can't do that.
Well, then you have the other one to do. This is our day today. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we haven't had a chance to comment on the whole drama of the league's decision in regards to LGBTQ support or lack thereof. And so I just would like to say that I am very glad that the league has decided to allow any kind of tape during warmups to support any cause that you feel important to show support for. I think that's the perfect way to do it. I know it hurts that they are not allowed to do the specialty jerseys for any and all of the communities that fall under DE&I. And that sucks, but we've got something, and I think that's better than nothing. And all of that positive support has probably empowered Justin Rogers to be able to come out and make it just not like it's fine. It's fine. You're safe. You can do that. You can be who you are and who you want to be in the league, in the National Hockey League. I think that's the message that some people miss.
Yes.
What do you think?
Not anymore. No, I think it's great. I think it was needed. And we've talked about this many times. I think it's needed. And if he can be that voice, then it's in a good organization. And have at it.
Yeah. It's important for people to feel safe to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, in the National Hockey League, as a fan, et cetera, et cetera. And that's why this visibility and conversation is important. Okay, I'm done preaching my soapbox. I've had a lot of conversations with people and seen a lot of alarming comments about this from people that I have followed. And it's just shocking to me, the opposition to it. So we have to be the voices and we have to say something. And so now we've said something yet again for like the 500th time on this podcast. So anyway.
Yeah. And another thing about safety, we have some players wearing neck guards now.
Yep.
And obviously for the situation that had occurred a little bit ago, TJ Oshie was wearing one. And guess who else was wearing one at practice the other day? Anze Kopitar.
Oh, nice.
And he said as long as he will wear whatever gear he needs to wear for protection, as long as he's still able to play and it does not make him uncomfortable. Which that should be the protocol for anything. Like as long as you're able to still perform and still play and you're not feeling boggled down and uncomfortable, then wear it. Why not?
Exactly. Wayne Gretzky advocated for the introduction of neck guards in the same way as helmets and visors, because yes, there was a good time, long stretch of hockey that helmets, visors, none of those things were like required. Whether or not a neck guard should be required is, I don't really know that I have any strong opinion about that. I haven't really heard from any players who've said that it is a problematic and that they don't want to be required to do it. I think what we saw with Adam Johnson, who tragically lost his life due to what happened with the skate to the neck, like, I think it should be up to players. I think at least the league should allow it. And I think it's clear that the league is allowing it, at least. Like, they're not saying you can't wear that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not going to give you any advantage to play in any kind of way. So I think what TJ Oshie said about it was, like, he made the choice to do that for his family and his kids so that he's around, and that anything else he can do to protect himself, like, he's going to do it. And he has a brand called War Road that has the he makes the undergarments. Yeah, the undergarments for the players, like their base layer that's cut resistant. So like what happened to Evander Kane last season when the blade cut his wrist, he didn't wear one of those like long sleeve things that can just kind of protect those like tiny pieces of their body that's actually exposed. So
you know what else I think should be protected? Only because it's happened to two players that I'm aware of.
What?
Most prominently, Tyler Seguin and Jeff Carter, when they cut their Achilles tendon because of a skate.
How does that happen, though?
Well, with Jeff Carter, I saw, I think it was with Tyler, too. They were doing a puck battle in the corner, and whoever it was ended up getting his skate up. And it came down and to their skate. And Jeff doesn't like to wear socks At least he didn't like to wear socks in his skates. That's a thing.
They're sick.
And, and it, yeah, I can't really think about it too much before, yeah, because it kind of makes me get a little queasy. But the healing time for a cut Achilles tendon is ridiculous, but clearly obvious as to why it would take so long. Mm-hmm. Those bad boys need to get covered. We need some Achilles covers.
Something. The socks. Maybe TJ can make some socks that are like under the socks that you maybe wear. I don't know. I have to think about that, like order of which and you put the gear on. But I think it's important. And if the player wants to protect themselves or is concerned about that, then like by all means do it. Obviously, these are some of the less frequent injuries that happen. Obviously, mm-hmm. the bigger concern, of course, and the more frequent injury is a concussion. And that is due to the high speed in which they play, not because of the fighting. And what the fuck was that? Jesus Christ, I am having a day. Okay.
What was it?
I don't know. I heard like a big slam and I thought it just made me jump. It's been a day, guys. Okay.
It's been a day.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
It was 9 o'clock when my day had already been a day in the morning.
Yes, mine too. I was up and out and not as stressful as you. I'm not trying to compare, not trying to one up you.
No. Oh, no, no.
We've both had a crazy couple of days for sure. Either mm-hmm. way, I think that, Pittsburgh has mandated the neck guards for both its minor league teams already.
Okay.
That's where Adam had played before. He had played in the NHL with the Penguins. And then, mm-hmm. You know, it's just wild. And I've seen some weird stuff happen at minor league hockey as well. When I went to a game, this player got hit and was knocked out just by being hit
by another blueberries. Player.
What? Yeah.
The wild blueberries.
The wild, main wild blueberries. So, you know, things can happen. It's a dangerous sport just like any other. Any kind of weird thing can happen across any league. And I'm not making that sound like it's any less for what happened to Adam, because that is this, I think, probably every hockey player's worst nightmare, or at least every mm-hmm. family member or loved one of a hockey player. That's like their worst nightmare. And you don't want to see that. And if there's a way to prevent it, like, I'm glad we have it. Yeah, and I'm glad that the players have that option.
Yeah.
Do you know what I could really use right now? I think you could use this too. You could use a certified emotional support alligator.
Oh, I like alligators.
This is a real thing, guys. Wally Gator is a certified emotional support animal that happens to be a giant alligator that's like 6 feet long. And he went to the Philadelphia Flyers game.
Where the hell do gators live in Philly?
I think they brought him. Like, he literally goes around and is like, is like hugging. You know how like when you pick your dog up, like you pick Mate up, and he's like uh-huh. on your shoulder here in the body, and you hug him. He has carrying an alligator like that.
What the hell?
The arena. It's a certified emotional support animal. So they have to let the alligator in the building.
Kind of sick.
It's crazy cool. But like,
I kind of like it.
That's the least likely animal you would think that would provide emotional support. It's more like emotional trauma, right?
I mean, what is the rate of him biting people?
I don't know. I didn't look up that stat because we're not a stats podcast.
Well, maybe that's probably something we should look up.
I would imagine there.
How many times has Wally the Gator bitten someone?
It's probably zero.
It has to be zero if he's an emotional support gator. I'm just so sad. I mean, don't they need water? Where is he? That Philly's a long ways away from like the Everglades.
This is Wally, the super friendly gator who just refuses to bite anyone and seems to
love. I'm glad that they know that he refuses to bite anybody.
Yep. He provides emotional support to his owner and has a huge following on social media. He doesn't bite. And they don't have to tape his mouth shut. The guy's had him for 30 years. He will close his mouth on him, but won't bite him.
Weird.
Yeah.
Is it a robot?
No, it's real. Oh. It's not a glitch in the Matrix either. It's real.
I have questions. I have many questions.
Why don't you message the owner? I'm sure it's just Wally Gator on social media.
How do you speak Gator, Mr. Gator handler?
I don't know. I think animals, I mean, mate understands you. Horses can understand you. I mean, why couldn't an alligator?
I guess they do.
I mean, apparently you're supposed to talk to plants. They pick up on your vibrations, and that's what makes them live and die. I'm not a scientist. I just let you know what I read.
This episode is so far off the deep end, I don't even know what we're doing.
Okay.
I am lost.
Let's talk about the two best social media videos that we saw, at least that I saw this week. Feel free to chime in with something you might have seen. But coming in at number two for me would have been Gustav Nyquist of your Nashville Predators, who lost basically all of his teeth. It probably wasn't all of his teeth. He got high-sticked by Seattle's Adam Larson and was like, they called time so he could like pick up the teeth on the ice, and he's still got his glove on and he's like trying to scoop up the teeth on the ice, and the goalie comes out and is like trying to help him like shove the teeth towards him. I'm like, bro, why are you even picking those up? Like, they can't go back in.
Maybe he wants to save them.
I don't think they can go back in. I mean, is there like a rule in the rule book that like if you lose your teeth, you have to like pick them up off the ice?
You definitely need to pick him up. I mean, either you need to or the ref's got to.
Oh yeah, I guess so. I guess you kind of
have like teeth shards just chilling on the ice. That's kind of gross. That's DNA.
It's dangerous too.
It is dangerous.
Anyway, it's quite a spectacular video watching him try to pick up his teeth. I mean,
I'm gonna have to watch it.
Hazard of the job, I guess. The best video I saw, and I feel like we've seen something like this before, and I can't remember where or when, but I almost said Matthew Tkachuk. Austin Matthews got a hat trick, and a woman threw, presumably a woman, threw a bra on the ice instead of a hat. And I love it.
Love something that the Toronto Maple Leafs did? Oh my God, this is, mark this date down in history.
Do not mince my words, woman.
I am mincing. You just complimented the Toronto Maple Leafs.
No, a fan.
Did you just call me by my real name?
No, I said woman.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I thought you said something else.
No, I would never.
Oh God. I just got all clammy.
I would never call you by your real name.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Okay. No, I did not call you by your real name. Your real name.
But you did compliment Austin Matthews in a way.
No.
Yeah.
No.
A fan.
Mm-hmm. Austin Matthews did not request that the fan throw her bra on the ice. This was a fan of her own choosing. I support the fans. I do not support that organization. And I support her move to do that. I'm pretty sure this happened somewhere else. And we've talked about it. It's just a blur to me. But I am here for this. And it was like not an itty bitty titty bra. It was like a legit one, which makes it even funnier, I think, and even better, because like it just makes it better. And I loved seeing it. And the ice crew guy who had to like pick it up was just like, and like kind of chuckled and kind of looked at Matthews like, you know.
Yeah.
Who's to say that like a hat trick, as long as they're not putting trash on the ice and like bottles and stuff like that, that's fine. Like the woman probably didn't have a hat and all she had was a bra and she wanted to participate. And like, I support that.
Hmm.
I probably shouldn't.
She's probably real sports beforehand. Probably got real tipsy.
That too. I just thought
it was a good, fun place. I'll give it to her if that's where she was. Right across the street.
Gives me the giggles. I thought it was funny. I was like, hee hee. They think it's so weird. She put a bra on the ice.
Can we just sound clip your little giggle? All right. Got that settled.
Did you have any social media moments that you saw that you thoroughly enjoyed like I did?
Yeah. I like the King's little celebration dance after they win. I'm going to have to show you the video. It's a good one.
Okay. You're not going to try to recreate it for
me? Nope. No, I'm not going to try to do that. I'm being a stickler today.
Yeah, you are. I think all of the Kings fans should probably learn that dance, because if you do make it to the ship, you're going to need to know the dance. Oh yeah.
We should all learn that dance. And then after they win, could you imagine after they win, the whole entire arena just starts doing like this, like dance. That's what they do. It reminds me of like the Home Alone dance kind of.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm thinking of.
Well,
it's cool.
You're going to have to learn it because you have high hopes for your Kings. So you
better. I know, $10 on them to win the Stanley Cup this year. I'll drive to Vegas in my very near future to make a bet.
$10. That's how much she believes in her Kings.
Hey, and I'll do more, but.
I won't even put money on my team to win the Stanley Cup because...
Yeah, who's this? Yeah, you just need to zip it.
It's because I'm glass half empty / realistic. Well, is that happening?
Yeah, but at least you could just say that you did it because you believed in your team.
Why would I throw money
away? You know, your glass would be half full if you believed in the Minnesota Wild and actually had a team that could make it somewhere.
No. That's not how this works when you're a fan.
Are you saying I'm not a fan?
I'm saying you can't just like pick a random team because they're doing well. That's called a bandwagon fan. And they're the destruction of all professional sports fans. They shouldn't exist.
But you've been following the Wild for like 3 seasons and you really love Jake Middleton and you love like 5 other people on that team, even though Revo left. But still, you talk about him a lot.
No.
I don't think you're a bandwagon fan. I'm just going to say that.
No.
And your glass would be filled up a little bit higher if you just didn't cheer for only the Blackhawks.
I accept my glass half empty, okay? I accept who I am.
It's probably going to be even more empty because Corey Perry's still on your team.
Yeah, but he was helping Bedard practice his shot after practice, so I'm not too mad at him right now.
Oh, dad's helping son. How cute.
Hey, as long as he doesn't learn.
I swear to God, if Connor Bedard has the same mentality as Corey Perry, I am going to rage quit on everything. Everything. I refuse to have another Corey Perry in the league. And if Bedard's going to be like that, I'm going to take the kid out myself.
Listen, that's not a real threat, everybody. There's no threat against Connor Bedard. Don't worry.
No, there's no threat.
Secret Service listening to our podcast. Listen, Connor Bedard would never be swayed by a Corey Perry to ever take on those kinds of antics. That's not how this kid works. It's not at all. And I'm sure I would never expect Connor Bedard to act in any way, shape, or form like Corey Perry. Corey Perry is of a breed of his own, just like Brad Marchand is a breed of his own. Those two, you can't even compare. They're totally different, crazy players. Like, they're so.
But at least you can support one of them.
You can support both of them? I don't think you can support either of them.
I said you could support one of them. I at least like Brad Marchand. He's a little bit of a rat boy, but it's okay.
I have no comment on Brad Marchand. I've already spoken what I think, and I think his off-ice personality is significantly different than his on-ice personality. And that's just who he's developed as a player, just like Corey Perry. I don't think Corey Perry off the ice, and I think there's a lot of players on the ice who might pretend to be real nice, but off the ice, they're probably big dicks, and they're probably not great locker room people. And so, you know, that's what I got to say about that.
That's how we're going to end this episode.
Yes. And our hunks of the week.
That's a good one.
I have mine. Igor Shesterkin of the New York Rangers, goalie. Because there was this adorable video.
Goalie.
This is an adorable video of him playing goalie for his like 1 to 2 year old son who was like shooting pucks at him, which it wasn't a real puck. It was like a ball. It was the cutest thing. And it just warmed my cold, black, half empty heart.
Okay. I'm going to go Mikey Anderson. I'm sticking with the Kings here because Mikey's a great dancer. And I love him.
Where is he dancing? I haven't seen him dancing.
Mikey, in the celebration video.
Wait. Oh, wait.
Mikey Anderson.
Not our friend Mikey, who does the in-arena hosting.
Right. That's we do love Mikey, though.
That's who I thought you just said.
Nope, I said Mikey Anderson.
I know you did, but my brain said... Not
Mikey
that.
Alexander.
Yeah, it's like the same name.
Basically. Got well, it. Mikey just got a shout out on this podcast too. Hi, Mikey. You know.
Hi. I hope you're all watching his trivia that he does for the Kings on Tuesdays on Instagram yes. story. It's excellent.
Yeah. It is excellent. He's doing a great job.
Okay, Mikey Anderson, different person. Gonna have to check it out.
Yes. I'll send you the video.
Okay.
Well, until next week.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.